Hello, this is Rebecca Stevenson with WeLiveInspired.com, and you are listening to the latest Inspired Living radio podcast. This radio podcast is for Poetic Friday. It's not Friday. It's the poem that I wrote last week, but I'm putting it out there late because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And this poem can be found on the website. I'm posting it tonight. So if you are interested in reading it and seeing a graphic that I put to go along with it, you can go to weliveinspired.com. And on the main page there, you might see it on the first page, but if you're hearing this podcast and it's not December of 2014, you might not see it on the first page. So the way to find all of my poetry is there is a magical moon graphic that I've created on my right sidebar that says Inspired Poetry by Rebecca. And if you click on that moon picture, it will take you to my Inspired Poetry archives where you will be able to find this one, which is titled An Abundance of Riches. So, and I'll put the link to that post in the description on this audio boo for the 10-minute podcast that we have today. So let's get to the poem. The word of the week, like I said, was abundance, and the poem is called An Abundance of Riches once again. When I see the discontentment of the world, I have to wonder if there is a lack of noticing. Are we blind to the riches we possess because of a poverty of the soul? For if we'd open our eyes and our hearts, we'd truly see that we are all kings and queens, descendants of royalty. For who can be poor with the shelter of trees and plush carpets of earth, be they grass or sand, on which to lie? Does a pauper wake each morn to a symphony of birds playing joy-filled melodious tunes in sync with the rising sun? Or lulled to sleep each eve by a choir of crickets and tree frogs? Does a poor man have a personal painter whose brushstrokes color the sky each and every day so that he never tires of his view, from early morning dappled gray to light and bright and blues, melting down to pinks, red, and orange as India ink claims the night, and the artist flings stars and moon into the sky for our enchantment? Who can be considered poor with fine fragrances of flowers, every kind you can imagine, dotting forest, field, and garden, gracious gifts given for our choosing? Nay, I am not a poor man, nor are you. There is no discontent to find with the noticing of all we are and all we have been given. We, who live in royal courts of beauty, are a glimpse of heaven here on earth. And that is the poem that is written for this week. And I really, truly do feel that way. Now, I do want to say that if you're having a hard time, sometimes life can be overwhelming. And it can be hard to slow down and notice all of these little things. And sometimes we don't feel like we're so richly blessed. And we forget all that we have, especially when we're having financial crises, health problems. Maybe if you're going through a lot of loss, or there's people I know today that are going through so many things, losing their homes, struggling to make ends meet, and they might not feel very rich. But of course, most of you know, because if you're listening to this, then you are probably an inspired person and somebody who knows that there's more to life than just the material things. And there are certain things that we all have that are gifts freely given, just like the poem mentioned, regardless of our status in life, our degrees, our finances, our jobs, you know, the kind of house we live in, be it very humble or be it, you know, large, whatever our situation is, we all are given the same things by God. And we have such a beautiful world that He's created for us, where we have, you know, beautiful trees and flowers and the sky and all of these things like mentioned in the poem. And truly, we are really rich when you think about what our riches truly are, and that it doesn't have anything to do with financial status. And we all need money to live on, of course. But really, the true happiness, the way to really live inspired and to be really happy is to be able to find joy in the things that are not of a monetary nature. And the things, and when you do that, when we focus on the abundance, an abundance of riches, like the poem says, when we focus on that and we start seeing how rich we really are, if we start seeing the beauty in our worlds and the fact that everything that we have, it's just amazing when you think of the miracle of the world that we have and how we have all of these changing seasons and how, like the poem says, we never have to be bored with our view. The landscapes are always changing. We get to experience, different kinds of flowers and all different colors and fragrances that are cropping up in the world all around us. And depending on where you live, you might get to experience different kinds of weather as your landscape changes, from the snowy winters that we're getting here now in Michigan to beautiful sun-filled days and, rains and all kinds of things that keep life interesting. Now, when I go out in my garden and I look at the flowers when they're in bloom, of course, they're not right now because we're getting snow, but when I look at those flowers, I think, these flowers are free. They didn't cost me anything. They were here with the house. And I feel really rich. It has nothing to do with money. Even if I am struggling and maybe didn't have a lot of money in that moment, I feel so rich just to be able to go out and smell the flowers and be enveloped in their perfume and all the different colors. And how can I feel poor of spirit when I am surrounded with such beauty? So think about that as you go through your day-to-day life, especially if you're struggling this time of year at the holidays. I know it makes a lot of people get depressed when they think about their financial situations and when they think about wanting to buy gifts for everybody and all of that kind of thing. But there is just so much more to this season than the materialness. And when you start thinking about your surroundings and take a moment to slow down and breathe and look at the abundance all around you, it's there. And that is what I'm talking about today on Inspired Living on today's short podcast. So if you can be inspired by something this week, be inspired by the riches in your world. And the more you cultivate those riches, my tip would be to just keep track of all of those things and just start noticing more and jotting it down. The more you focus on those things, the happier you're going to be and the more your spirit can be filled with joy, regardless of your situation, whatever it may be. Well, this has been a short Inspired Living podcast. I wish you all a wonderful week and keep living inspired no matter what. Bye now.